Professor Llewellyn Leonard joins me on the line now, Professor in Environmental Sciences at the University of South Africa. Llewellyn, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
Why do South African communities mistrust big industry?
You know, Africa, firstly, we know that the post-apartheid government has focused, you know, large-scale industrial development and expansion with the aim of getting a strong economy. However, you find that this development have resulted in the production of social and environmental risks in society whilst neglecting social and environmental concerns. So there's generally a lack of trust, you know, on sharing industrial information with communities from industry, and a lack of communication from industries with civil society on industrial processes. We find at times as well, you know, industrial scientific experts are employed by the industry as well, which really affects how, you know, residents perceive their trustworthiness. In addition, when local governments employ these experts, they may be seen as not representing the interests of the public or residents, but rather that of industry. So there's a general trend that the authority of scientific expertise and industries has generally become into question by the public, where the ability of industries and even government to manage the risks are actually questioned. We know that, you know, industrial developments generate unforeseen and unintended side effects. So one just has to look at the global history of environmental sort of risks to see this. So when the side effects multiply, Africa scientific experts' capacity to actually determine the risks and propose viable ways to actually handle them is actually questioned. And unfortunately, there's also those with scientific experts who are also very loyal to the most demanding, you would say, scientific protocols, and then failing to perceive the traps when they begin to draw up these scientific assessments. So replacing the so-called, you know, industrial logic and scientific logic with a more open one is often difficult and viewed by, you know, industries as going against the knowledge power kind of implications for institutional forms of scientific advice. So generally, Africa communities generally view these scientific experts as often static, inflexible, and these sorts of creates, you know, a lack of trust all around.
Isn't this when government then steps in, right? We've got a regulatory framework that decides and determines when such industrial developments will proceed. And surely that framework is there to protect the interests of South Africans, isn't it?
Yes, Mari. I mean, that's true. I mean, since democracy, you know, we've got the best legislation. I think what's the issue is that, you know, it's the enforcement of these. And the government really hasn't developed the institutional capacity and the government skills to actually enforce and monitor. I mean, from the research that was done is that, you know, there's a lot of distrust when it comes to government, because many of the informants noted that, you know, they were finding it difficult to even get information from industry. In fact, even for this research, we were not able to get hold of, you know, key air pollution quality officers dealing with environmental risks. So that is an issue. The concern is also that, you know, a lot of these government departments don't have the skills and rely on industrial expertise to actually inform decisions. And this then perpetuates further mistrust between, you know, civil society, government and industry. So that is a major issue, Africa.
So what needs to happen then, do you think, Llewellyn, in order for us to start rebuilding that trust? Because, you know, industrialization, unfortunately, is the order of the day, right? We are sitting with a devastated economy. We are sitting with large numbers of unemployed people. We were in a recession already before COVID-19 hit. COVID-19 will make it even, you know, that much longer for us to recover from disabled economy, for lack of a better word. So building industry is key. It's important. How do we go about the process of starting to rebuild that important trust between industry, government, and the community?
Yes. That's a very good question, Africa. You know, if one looks at the case study that it was my co-researcher, Prof. Liskog from Sweden, who actually conducted this research with me. And we looked at the case of the South Derby Industrial Basin. And, you know, I think listeners will be familiar with that case area where, there's been major reports of, you know, environmental risks. Even the local South Durban Community Environment Alliance has recorded between 2000 and 2016 55 major incidents. So what needs to be done is for there to be a more open transparency and communication from industry. For industry and government, the best way to actually retain public trust is for risk assessments and regulation to open them up to greater public involvement, but also scrutiny. So by involving more voices and perspectives, industries will not be perceived as biased and reflecting the interests of the company or government. So there is a need for industries to engage with this, alternative expertise that includes the everyday experiences and interests of people as well. And this alternative expertise should be, provide insight into the information about the limits of scientific knowledge, because there's not just one knowledge system. Scientific experts, industries, government need to understand that, the communities also understand their environments much better, and there needs to be a fusion of different knowledge systems to actually understand risk. So I think if that collaboration is not forthcoming, we will continue to see, lack of trust all around, and that's something that needs to happen.
You alluded to the South Durban Industrial Basin in KwaZulu-Natal, one of the areas, of course, that was a subject of your research. You make an example of Zamdela, a polluted community neighboring a large refinery run by Sasol in the Free State Province. More recently in the news is a community of Kolobela, for example, Kolobeni, right, in the Eastern Cape, where there's a standoff between the Ministry of Minerals and Energy and that community. Government will also then need to step up, won't they, and remind themselves of what their purpose is and not stand, as you said in your previous answer to a question, alongside the scientists, or at least appointing scientists that will manipulate a particular desired outcome, which may, in fact, given the history of this country, serve the interests of corrupt officials.
Yes, yeah. No, that's very true, Africa. If one looks again, at the case of South Durban, one would see that, not just South Durban, but the geographic landscape, since apartheid has really not changed. We still have, big industries situated next to vulnerable communities, et cetera. And, so government hasn't really assisted. I mean, the perception is that, government and industry, make decisions jointly and to the exclusion of, people. So that is something that is a strong perception and has not changed. So there needs to be a major reshuffle within government to actually, uphold the constitution, which says that, everyone has a right to an environment not harmful to the health and well-being. So that's not happening. I mean, one can look at the industrial risk landscape for mining as well, and then see that, government departments like the DMR totally exclude, the input from civil society and just steamroll things. So, so that's a major issue. And I think a government as the regulator needs to be much more non-biased and bring all these parties together. I think government has the capacity to do this. They need to create the platforms and opportunities to bring industry and civil society together to have meaningful discussions so environmental risks are contained.
It's an important paper, Llewellyn. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Professor Llewellyn Leonard is a professor of environmental science at the University of South Africa. The title of the paper published in The Conversation is Why a South African Community Mistrusts Big Industry and What Needs to Change.